Well, good morning. Let's give Pastor Colin a big round of applause for that mystery box. That was a tricky one. Thank you, Littles, for not giving that one to me. I appreciate that. Today, we're continuing our series on Psalm 23, and we're talking about the Lord being our shepherd. Today, we're going to look specifically at Psalm 23, verse 4. So if you would open up your Bibles and prepare for that, why don't we start with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day that we can just gather together. We thank you for celebration. We thank you for Tabitha and all of her hard work, her family, her parents who have helped her, and teachers and preschool leaders. God, we're so thankful for that. We thank you for the many people that pour into our lives, God. And finally, God, we thank you for you and your presence, for being our shepherd. No matter what we might face, good and bad, you're always there by our side. We thank you for all that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today, again, as I said, we're looking at Psalm 23, verse 4, and this is the familiar verse that talks about going through a dark valley, or the valley of the shadow of death. And before we get there, I just want you to reflect on a few things about some of the things that we do when we go through dark times. And to start us off, I have a few personal stories for you. Many of you guys know my dad was in the military, so he was gone a lot. He worked hard. Even when he was home, he often picked up a second job or two just to make sure the family was provided for. So anytime I got to spend time with my dad, I was super excited. Some of the things he would love to do with me is to take me to the gym, and we would play racquetball. Anyone who knows my athletic ability knows that's very dangerous. I could have easily poked out an eye, but I enjoyed it because I was spending time with my dad. One of the great memories I have of spending time with my dad is the time when I need to learn how to ride a bike without training wheels. You see, a family friend had taught me how to ride a bike with training wheels, but now it was time for me to take the step and to be able to go it alone without any training wheels. Now, I think when this happened, I was about in fourth grade, so I'm getting pretty old here. Now, I wish I would say that I'm doing this for my personal growth. I wanted to, you know, make sure that I was growing well, and that's why I wanted to learn the bike. But in the back of my fourth grade head, I'm thinking, there's no way I can say hi to the ladies riding on a bike with training wheels. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I remember talking to my dad, and I don't know exactly how the conversation went, but I'm sure it went something like this. Hey, Dad, can you help me out? I'm in fourth grade. I'm practically an adult here, and I'm still riding a bike with training wheels. Can you please help me out with that? So my dad was kind and patient. He took me to my school, and we rode around. And with a few bumps and bruises and some scrapes and things, he finally taught me how to ride a bike without training wheels. You see, I knew riding a bike wasn't going to be easy. I knew it was going to be difficult, but I had a goal in mind. And so I was willing to endure any challenges, any bumps, any scrapes that might happen because I had the end goal in mind. And for you who are going through dark times today, that's one thing I want you to remember first. Some challenges are difficult, but we know we have to face them to reach our goal. This can remind us of the definition of courage. Being willing to do something, even though we know it's going to be difficult, because we know there's a greater goal in mind. A second story for you. Again, with my dad being in the military, my family and I had the opportunity to travel the world. And my parents were always great about making sure we saw cool places. As we were traveling, my mom and dad would often point out historical places. I would look up, that's great, and go back to playing with my Transformers. It's just what I did. But one of the great opportunities we had was to actually go to Egypt. And we did a lot of great things there. I got to ride a camel. That's a whole nother story. But one of the cool things also that we had to do was we got to see a pyramid. And we found out that you could actually go inside a pyramid. Now, my mom is super claustrophobic, so there's no way that she would do that. But my dad was ready to go. He asked if I wanted to do it. And the curious thing happened. No matter if, I don't even remember being scared at that moment because I knew my dad was right there with me and he was going to help me in, and if anything happened, he was going to take care of me. And that's the second thing I want you to remember when you're going through dark times. Some challenges are less overwhelming when we realize who is by our side. This can be a good definition of faith. A lot of times we know we're facing a huge thing. Maybe it's illness. Maybe it's a breakup of a relationship. Maybe it's financial struggles, and it can seem like a huge thing. But just like me going into that pyramid, I didn't have any doubts, any fears, because I knew my dad was right there with me. Do you know today you have a heavenly Father? No matter what you face, no matter what dark times you might be going through, he is right there with you. And so no matter how big you think your challenges is, our God is always bigger and greater than what we face. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as we take a look at Psalm 23. Now, I know we have different versions, but we're going to read Psalm 23. Let's read verses 1 through 4 so we can review and hit our new one here. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." It's that last verse that we're going to take some time to think about. Now, when we talk about the valley of the shadow of death, a lot of images might come to mind. Usually we read the psalm at a funeral, and so it kind of reflects that. But for sheep and their shepherd going through a dark valley, again, there's a lot of danger present. There's a lot of things that could happen where it's natural disaster, where it's predators, where it's robbers around. And so for sheep, it represented places where they were vulnerable and exposed. How does that apply to us today? I think our dark valleys are the difficult times we face in life. Again, those crisis moments. Maybe you got the diagnosis of having cancer. Maybe you hear that a loved one has passed away. It's those moments that you walk and you realize, God, how am I supposed to get through this? But there's something great that a writer Ian Solomon said. He wrote a book, The 23rd Psalm for the 21st Century. And he says this, "True security for sheep is not found in the absence of danger, but in the presence of the shepherd." True security for sheep is not found in the absence of danger, but in the presence of the shepherd. Jesus made us a promise. He said, while we're on earth, we will have problems. We will have trials. We will have hard times. But take heart, because he's overcome them all, and he's always there with us. There's three things I want to highlight as we're going through Psalm 23, verse 4. And so the first one is this. Hard times will not last forever. Hard times will not last forever. As many of you guys know, I have a wonderful dog named Zoe. She's a little rascal and spoiled to death. She keeps me busy all the time. But Zoe has a particular issue. She has anxiety whenever she's by herself. So myself or my roommate has to go. Again, she is scared. She shakes and pants, and we're always trying to find ways to help her. And we're trying something new, so please keep my dog Zoe in prayer. But one of the things I always tell Zoe is, I wish you could understand that I'm just leaving for a little bit. I will be back. I will return. You don't have to worry. I'm coming back. Although my dog is highly intelligent, she seems to not be able to grasp this idea that I'm coming back for her. I think sometimes God is the same way with us. God knows we're going through a difficult time. He knows we're walking through a dark valley. He knows that we're shaking and we're scared on the inside. I think today God is whispering to you, I know you're going through that. But don't worry, this won't last forever. I'm right there by you, and this too will end. I joke with my dog sometimes, and I look at her and I say, I know you're gonna be scared when I leave, but one of us has to put food on the table and you're not earning a paycheck. Again, I think there's times when God talks to us and says, I know this is a hard time, but it's something that you need to walk through, but I'm right there with you. And you won't be there all your life. That's something that sheep have to learn. You see, shepherds do not move their sheep to the dark valleys. They move them through the dark valleys. You see, at winter time, the shepherd usually has an enclosure for sheep, and that's where they stay for the entire winter. But when spring comes and summer comes, the rains and the melting causes fertile valleys to develop. And the shepherd's goal is to get the sheep to the highlands. But sheep can't go up steep cliffs or anything like that. So often shepherds have to walk them through the valleys. And again, the shepherd's goal is never to set up camp, never to make the sheep live there. The goal of the shepherd is always to get them through that to a brighter future. The same thing is with us. And the Bible has many different scriptures that assures us of that. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Psalm 34 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Psalm 30 says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Over and over again, God is reminding us, whatever hard time you're going through, it is not my intention to leave you there. I am walking you through it. So take heart. This won't last always. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Philippians 4:8. Sometimes I deal with anxiety and depression. I know other people do as well. And a lot of times it's because we're focused so much on the valley that we're in, and we forget that we have a shepherd that's leading us through. And the passage says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You see, when we're going through a difficult time, oftentimes we just think about the negative. We focus on all the things that are wrong in our life. And we forget to stop and give God praise for all the great things that are happening as well. As a personal challenge, we saw a movie in youth group called The War Room. Has anyone seen that movie? It's very good. Highly recommend it. Good humor, but good message in it. And it just talks about, instead of being so stressed out about your problems, to take time and pray and talk to God about them. And one of my personal challenges I have in my prayer journal is before I start asking God of something, I always write down something I'm thankful for with that same prayer request. God, I'm thankful for this person, and please help us renew our relationship. Or God, I'm thankful for this, that you provided for me financially. Now please help me as I have another bill that came out of nowhere. Please give me strength and give me wisdom on how to pay that. Again, instead of focusing only on the negative, only on the valley that we're in, focus on the shepherd that is right beside you. My mom has a great friend. Her name is Sister Doris. She has since gone on to be with the Lord. But every time my mom would have a problem, she would go to Sister Doris for advice. And she would say the same thing over and over again. This too shall pass. It drove my mom crazy for a while until she experienced, you know what? That's right. When you are a follower of God, you realize that hard times don't last always. Again, you have a shepherd that doesn't want you to move to the dark valley. He's actually leading you through. The second thing to keep in mind when you're going through a hard time is this. It's an opportunity for us to experience a new closeness to our Savior. It's an opportunity for us to experience a new closeness to our Savior. Scripture says, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. This past week, I got to hang out with my bud, Nick Korchowski. We've been planning to do something for a while, and just our schedules weren't working out. So finally, we decided, you know what? We're just going to go on a little road trip, and we did. We had a bunch of fun, went up to New England, had a great time. And while we were there, there's some stuff back here at home I still had to take care of and some family issues going on and things that were still on my mind. But it was great to be away. And as Nick and I were talking, it just dawned on me that I'm really enjoying my time. Even though I know this stuff is in the back of my head, even though I know I still have to face this stuff, just to be able to be out and be with a friend and to think about other stuff is really clearing my mind. There's one place we went called the Cliff Walks. And as I was sitting there on the cliff, Nick is way more adventurous than I am, so he's doing his thing on the rocks. I was just sitting there, though, looking at the waves and just praying and talking to God. And again, God was reassuring me that, yes, there's stuff to take care of, but you know what? Now is an opportunity for me to grow in God and to learn more about him as he walks me through the season of life. I think the same thing is for us, and the same thing is what sheep experience with their shepherd. You see, sheep were often able to experience the presence of their shepherd even more during times in the valley. Again, during the winter times, the shepherd would make an enclosure, and yes, he was attentive to his sheep, but he had his own tent where he stayed and would check on them periodically. That wasn't so when a shepherd's walking them through the valley. You see, in the valley, there is always the possibility of danger. So the shepherd is even more alert. And more importantly, the shepherd is walking right next to the sheep, always. See, it's an opportunity for the sheep to interact with their shepherd on a whole new level. And I think the same thing's for us when we go through hard times. No one likes the difficult times, but we get to see another aspect of God. We get to know him as healer, as friend, as comforter, as provider. As we're going through those dark valleys, we're walking next to our shepherd, and we're understanding more about his character. Some scriptures that talk about this are Joshua 1:9. It says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Matthew 28 is a great commission, the assignment that Jesus gave to us. And it starts by saying, go and make disciples of all the nations. And he ends by saying this one thing, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Philippians 3 says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. You see, something interesting happens when you go through a time of suffering. You get to relate to our Savior even more. If someone has said something wrongly about you or falsely accused you or betrayed you, you get to understand a little bit more what Jesus went through when he was here on earth. And you realize that we have a Savior who's gone through everything that we have. We have someone who can relate to our hard times. A lot of times I like to remind our students that Jesus had stepbrothers. He had a stepfather, stepsisters. Jesus had people who didn't believe he was who he said he was. He had people who yelled at him, accused him, beat him. And so when we're going through those times, it's an opportunity for us to actually relate to a Savior who has been there, right there with us, and who can comfort us because he knows what it feels like. There's a great group called Casting Crowns. I'm just noticing that I spelled that differently. There's a group called Casting Crowns, and they wrote a song called Praise You in the Storm, and we did a dance for that many years back. And in the song, they talk about, I was sure by now that God, you would have reached out to wipe my tears away, to step in and save today. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. It goes on with the chorus that I will praise you in the storm. I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. You see, as the group is thinking and talking about the lyrics, and I love this song, they're saying, God, I'm in a difficult situation, and I thought by now you would rescue me. But you know what? Even though you haven't, I'm still going to praise you. And I'm still going to use this experience to grow closer to you. Please hear this. If you are a believer of God, and you're going through a difficult time, and you have prayed for God to rescue you out of it, and he hasn't yet, there's a reason that you're still in that situation. So don't give up. Don't get discouraged. You have a Savior who is walking with you and who wants to encourage you. The last big thing we can remember when we're walking through dark times is this. There is always purpose and protection. The verse says, your rod and staff, they protect and comfort me. Not too long ago, I got to head down to New Jersey for a young adult conference I go to every year called Surge, and we had a great time. Got to take one of our students with us, Jared, and some other people from the area, and we had a great time there. And Surge has been growing every year that we've been growing, except for this year. For some reason, a perfect storm happened, and not as many people were able to attend. And some of the organizers there, I could tell they were getting discouraged by that. And I just wanted to encourage them, you know what, keep doing this. Our young adults need this. Thank you for hosting this. And God has a plan. We had a great speaker, probably the best speaker we've had. His name's Eric Samuel Tim. And he's a great guy. He's funny, he preaches, but he also does his great paintings and spray paints, and they all have a message while he's giving his sermon. And he talked about forgiveness. And he made an interesting statement. He said he talks to crowds of thousands, and there's just a couple hundred. And usually he wouldn't do this, but because we were such an intimate setting, he decided to go a little deeper than usually he would. And he shared something very personal about a time he went through. And I'm not going to share that publicly because that was just something that he felt that he needed to do. And he talked about the ability to forgive others who have done us wrong, but also the need for us to forgive ourselves. And he went on to say, again, I wouldn't share this usually, but for some reason, God has put this on my heart. And I feel like there's someone here who's going through a difficult time. Someone here who might even want to take their own life. And he asked, right in that setting, if there's anyone like that, they could still please stand up. About 10 young adults stood up, and we were able to talk to them and get them help. Again, that's something he usually wouldn't do in a big crowd. But because he had such a small setting, he felt comfortable to do that. And he followed God's leading. And it was just confirmation that there is purpose in all things. Again, the organizers wanted Surge to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But God had a plan for that year. That those small young adults, that small amount who went, he wanted to meet with them personally. And he was able to do that. You see, a lot of times we get discouraged when we're going through dark times because we feel like there's no point. There's no purpose. But again, if you are a follower of God, God says, no matter what you go through, I can take that and I can bring good out of it. That's what shepherd and sheep learn in their relationship. See, if a shepherd leads his sheep through the valley, it is not by accident, and he does not leave them defenseless. The shepherd leads his sheep through the valley. They didn't go wrong. They didn't get the wrong message on their GPS. That they're by design. But the shepherd is good because he doesn't leave his sheep defenseless. The two iconic pictures of a shepherd are with his rod and his staff. A rod was a small club-like thing that often had nails on it. The shepherd never used that on his sheep, but just on predators, things that would try to feed on the poor sheep. Shepherds were able to train with them growing up in Israel. They were able to throw them with such accuracy to strike any foe that was attacking. In our own lives, we have many predators out there. It might be people who might be trying to discourage us, trying to lead us astray. Sometimes it's even friends or family. Or it might just be the thoughts of this world and shifting culture. We have a shepherd who's ready to protect us from that, if only we seek him and his guidance. But the shepherd has another tool. It's his staff. And his staff is a long stick with a curved end. And that was used for his sheep. You see, sheep have an uncanny ability of going the wrong way. And if they would get off the right path, they're about to face a cliff or a dangerous bush, shepherd would reach out with his staff and gently bring them back to the right path. You see, sometimes we're in dark valleys and we're there longer than we need to be because we've wandered off the path. And the great news is we have a shepherd who reaches out and brings us back to the fold. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" Psalm 91 says, "Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Psalm 119 says, "I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In a dark valley, sheep face two dangers. Dangers from the outside, where it's natural disasters or predators or robbers. And that was what the shepherd's rod was for, to protect them as long as they're under his feet and at his guidance. But sheep face another danger. Danger of their own causing, wandering off the right path. That is why we need to know God's word. That is why we need to spend time with God. That is why we need to ask him questions and be with fellowship with other believers. As our world keeps shifting and our culture keeps changing, it's leading people down the wrong path. But we have a shepherd who has a staff, who if we allow him, will bring us back to the right path. When we go through dark times, a lot of times we ask God different questions. Why is this happening? Why am I still here? God, why are you letting me go through this? And sometimes we get frustrated when God doesn't answer our questions. So I was away with Nick. I was explaining that it's weird. I've been praying and asking God specifically about one thing in my life, and I feel like he's not answering that. So I've been stressed out about that. But I feel like God is still talking to me, and he's teaching me a bunch of things in all these other areas. And so finally I'm like, God, I guess we're not supposed to know about this area right now. I'll follow you and what you're doing. It reminded me of a time that I'm trying to get healthy again and going back to the gym. And Corey Black took me to the gym once and had me lifting some weights. I almost died. It was sad. We'll just leave it there. But I was explaining to Corey as we were in the gym again, hey, I want to work out my abs. I want to do this and all that stuff. And a lot of times I think we focus on one part of our life and one thing that we want to work on. And Corey's like, that's fine, but do this exercise. Do these squats and all these other things, and it'll work out your full body. And it'll get the part that you want to work out, but it'll actually do it quicker. And it'll make sure you're working out other parts that are just as essential as well. Sometimes I think we're the same way with God. God, I have this one issue. I'm waiting for you to answer this one thing. And God's like, I hear you. I will. But I want you to work out all your body spiritually, because all these things tie together. And while you're trying to focus on this thing, I know all these other things are what's in play. So will you trust me? Will you listen to the answers that I'm giving to you? And will you have faith for the questions that you're seeking that I may not have let you in on yet? Again, we have a shepherd that always protects us, but always has a purpose. If you're a Christian today, and you're in a dark valley, and you've prayed about it, and you're seeking God's wisdom, then take heart. He is right there beside you. Enjoy your time with your shepherd. So we're about to end today. My question for you is, what dark valley might you be facing? Is it a relationship? Is it a job issue? Is it something in your family? Is it a health concern, finances? Whatever it is, you have a shepherd who's walking right next to you. We get frustrated that God doesn't teleport us instantly out of dark valleys, but again, he always has a purpose for walking us through it. As your shepherd leads you through, remember, hard times will not last forever. It's an opportunity for you to actually experience a new aspect of God and grow closer to him. And that there's always purpose and always protection as he is walking you through. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all the things that you provide for us. And so often when we're in those dark valleys, those dark times of life, those crisis moments, we panic. And we're like sheep who just want to dart in one direction. But we thank you for being a shepherd who is strong, who is stable, who is alert to our needs. We thank you for being a shepherd that even though it's not easy for us, you're willing to walk us through the dark valley because you know on the other side, there's fertile land. Father God, I just pray for everyone here who is going through dark times or those who might be doing well now, but dark times might be on the horizon, that they would know that they are not to face them by themselves, that they know that they would have a shepherd that is walking right by their side. God, please help us always remember that the hard times we go through don't last forever. You promise to take care of us, and you do. Please help us in our dark time to stop and just thank you and praise you, to let us realize that it's an opportunity for us to experience a new closeness to you as we're right by your side and seeking your face. And help us, God, to always remember that there is always purpose and always protection if we're following you and we're still in that dark valley. God, I just pray for everyone here that we might be able to give those times to you and actually have joy and peace while we're in them, knowing that our shepherd, our heavenly Father, is right there next to us. Give all this to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.